Awoke up this morning when my mind
is set on freedom. Oh, and I woke up this morning.
It was during a road trip to the South that Jason Gilmore personally experienced the impact of the civil rights movement. He's an assistant professor of global communications at USU and is passionate about this era of U.S. history. His experience 3 years ago was so impactful that he wanted to share it with as many people as he could. One of Gilmore's colleagues, David Domke from the University of Washington, created the pilgrimage, and Gilmore's been involved in the project since the beginning. Twice a year, he gathers a group of eager learners and heads to places like Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee.
One of the kind of big points of this group that we take down there is that it is multi-generational. So we have college students and we have community adults. It's multiracial, it's multisexual, it's multinational, people of varied economic backgrounds. What we try and do is put together the most diverse of a group as possible.
Gilmore says one purpose of the pilgrimage is to have difficult conversations with his students about race relations and racial inequality.
We're not only kind of in very intense situations in the South, but at the same time, because of the heaviness of that, we also realize the kind of triumphant spaces where people came, even at risk of death, of losing their jobs, of losing their livelihoods, to come together and to march for their rights. So there are also these incredibly triumphant spaces.
He makes sure they visit locations where true social change took place. They travel to places like Selma, Alabama, where a major civil rights demonstration for the right to vote in the 60s resulted in severe injuries from tear gas and nightsticks.
Last year was really intense because it was the 50th anniversary of the Selma March. We were in Selma when President Barack Obama gave his speech, so we were at the speech.
The Americans who crossed this bridge, they were not physically imposing, but they gave courage to millions. They held no elected office, but they led a nation. They marched as Americans who had endured hundreds of years of brutal violence, countless daily indignities, but they didn't seek special treatment, just the equal treatment promised to them almost a century before.
And the funny thing is I've been on this trip now. This will be my fourth time that I've been on a trip like this, and I come back a different person every single time. It's interesting because to celebrate the 50th is a very important thing, but it almost seems like to celebrate the 51st is more important. It's the idea that this doesn't just end at anniversaries.
Last year's trip focused on the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement. This year, 54 Strong will focus on the women of civil rights.
We want to focus on music and the role that women played in kind of bringing music to the movement of the civil rights movement. A second story will focus on the Equal Justice Initiative, which is in Montgomery, Alabama. This is a place that works with incarcerated individuals who may have been falsely incarcerated or, you know, unnecessarily on death row.
Other stories include girl marches of the civil rights movement and one woman who set up safe houses to protect those in danger. These stories were specifically chosen to have a mix of historical and contemporary themes. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Danny Hayes.